El varón gitano, en el original alemán Der Zigeunerbaron, es una opereta en tres actos con música de Johann Strauss, hijo, el famoso autor de los valses más conocidos del mundo como el Danubio Azul, y libreto de Ignaz Schnitzler, estrenada en 1885 y que alcanzó una gran popularidad en vida del compositor, solo superada por la de El Murciélago. El director de esta producción de 1959 es Erich Leinsdorf, nacido en Viena como Erich Landauer en 1912 y muerto en 1993, un director de gran proyección tanto en el terreno sinfónico como operístico. Empezó con el cello y luego la composición para especializarse en la dirección en el Mozarteum de Salzburgo y como asistente de Bruno Walter y Toscanini. En 1937 fue contratado como asistente en el Metropolitan de Nueva York. Poco después su patria fue anexionada por los nazis y pudo nacionalizarse a estadounidense gracias a la ayuda del entonces senador por Texas y años después presidente Lyndon B. Johnson. En el Met destacó por sus interpretaciones de Wagner y el destino quiso que Arthur Bodansky muriera repentinamente en 1939 y fuera él quien heredara su condición de jefe del repertorio alemán. Del 43 al 46 fue nombrado director musical de la Orquesta de Cleveland, pero estuvo ausente del puesto durante mucho tiempo al enrolarse en las filas del ejército para combatir en la Segunda Guerra Mundial. Seguiremos hablando de Leinsdorf en un próximo programa. Ahora nos quedaremos con la producción del Met, con voces solistas tan destacadas como las de Nikolai Gedda, Lisa Dalla Casa, Regina Resnick, Walter Schlesak, Laurel Hardy, Paul Franke, Mignon Dong, Ezio Flagello, Roald Reitan, Robert Nagy, Alessio De Paolis, William Stantz, Erich Birlenbach o Rudolf Mayreder. Arriba el telón.
Thank you. first of Barikai, here we are. Your ancestral home. What's the matter? Don't you like it?
The roof has fallen.
Oh, perhaps just a little.
The walls have crumbled?
Just a bit, perhaps.
And everywhere I look, there are pigs.
My dear fellow, the government has other things to do besides looking after the homes of exiled revolutionists. If your father had read the right books, the roof would not have fallen in.
Down with the Austrians!
Who said that?
The people don't seem to be very happy here.
Nonsense, my boy. Perfectly happy, happy as larks. But where have you been all these years, may I ask?
Ever since my father died, I've been a wanderer, an outcast. An orphan child and all alone, I lived the life of a rolling stone. My father died and I went off. I traveled south, I traveled north. And everywhere in every land, I did whatever came to hand. I've been a cook, a buccaneer, apprentice to an Indian seer. In Timbuktu, a Muezzin, a Puerto Rican, a Swedish inn, a Baptist girl from Lima, a gambler on a British steamer. In the Harad, I taught them tennis. I was a gondolier in Venice. Oh, yes.
And so on. That's the girl you've come home to marry?
I hope so. The truth is, I have never seen her. The lawyers arranged it.
Oh.
When the emperor so kindly restored my estates, he neglected to evict the present tenant, my father's swineherd, Kalman Zsupa. And now he refuses to take his pigs off my land. And I can't afford to sue him. So I've agreed to settle the matter by marrying his daughter.
Sight unseen?
It's all settled. All but the formalities.
I must proceed with the installation. Sergeant, roll on the drum. Long live the Emperor!
Long live the revolution!
Who said that?
The Emperor doesn't seem to be too popular in these parts.
Nonsense, my boy. The Hungarians adore him. Now we need two witnesses to sign this protocol. You there, you come here. Who lives in that hut?
A gypsy, your honor, a fortune teller.
Fetch this gypsy out.
Open in the name of the law.
Who is it?
If you're a fortune teller, you should know. your name, gypsy?
Sipra.
Step forward, Sipra, and look upon this gentleman.
Ah, my prophetic soul was right! Valentine, what did she say?
The devil, who told you he was here?
The future holds nothing for me.
Yes, someone told you it was he.
Oh, Gypsy, if you can relate what is to come, tell me my fate.
Jupon out. is all this fuss?
Your Excellency, come now and sign your name for us.
I gladly sign to be polite, if only I could write.
If he could write.
If he could write.
The writing and the reading, I leave them to my betters. Though I am a man of reading, I'm not a man of letters. And when I drink together to porters of a noble breed, what men will ask me whether my pigs can write or read? To you I may not seem profound, but pigs I know down to the ground, their little ways, their customs free. And that I'm downright scholarly, and that I'm downright scholarly. That isn't true, I've learned in my youth, ever since I am what I am, the pork of prince, the bearer of ham. Am I right? Of course I'm right. Some people learn their Latin in high schools and gymnasiums. The only school I've sat in was such as would amaze you. And when I've had to master the subject of swinology, I've learned as fast or faster as any PhD. To you I may not seem too bright, but pigs are all my heart's delight, and I'm as happy as could be. I have my pigs, my pigs and me. I have my pigs and me.
Dupin, I have news for you. This young gentleman...
Good day, Master Dupin.
This is your future son-in-law, Sándor Barinkai.
Sándor Barinkai, eh?
Here, take cereal.
Barinkai, eh? Mirabella, Mirabella, he's come, he's here.
Imagine my future son-in-law. Thank you very much.
One moment, Master Dupin. You must first take note that by His Majesty's order, Master Barinkai is once again master of these domains, and you are his tenant.
I am, huh? Of course, it's a pleasure.
Be so good as to sign this paper.
I'm delighted. Quiet! Now then, let's get my daughter. Mirabella! Mirabella! She's dressing. Mirabella! Sorry!
Emma, what's the matter? Why are you yelling so?
Is this your daughter?
No, that's not my daughter. That's my daughter's governess.
Your daughter has a governess?
My daughter has everything. Della Sena, my future son-in-law, has arrived.
What? Is that your future son-in-law?
No, that's my future son-in-law. That's the Imperial Lieutenant from Budapest.
Lupin!
What's this? You know me.
Don't you recognize me? Your little wife, Lupin.
My little wife?
Well, I've put on a little flesh, perhaps, but it's all your fault.
My fault?
20 years ago, I was not that. Something in my soul took care of that. Yet when the seasons are, increase and multiply.
It's a charming subject for debate. Why in time a lady puts on weight? Perhaps some sad amour has left her insecure.
Yes, that's what we need. No longer to be thin, no longer to be thin.
Yes, we expand to compensate for the unfriendliness of fate and ward off its attacks with lots of little snacks.
When you have lost your heart's delight, how it stimulates the appetite. It's because our loves have gone awry that you're fascinated by a boy, and the deep attraction of him bring is the knowledge of a vanished ring. It's an inner thirst as fighting out and search for me.
A man will stop.
Yet although our sadness runs to fat, we are not as lonely as all that. Although our
not rehearse. It really could be worse.
We will make a focus back and stir the discriminating amateur. It's not to do with size. It's something in the eyes.
There be the lonely breast. Awakens in the rest. Awakens in the rest.
No doubts of any sense. A rose is near. Confused me sense. Or judging by our looks. Perhaps they think we're cooks.
Possibly the sight of our expense opens up new vistas of romance. Anyhow, the truth is we inspire many with an exquisite desire, such as other people who don't eat, why themselves unable to compete. So were we not modest, we would shout, yes, we would shout.
It's delightful to be stout.
I expected.
Monkey shines, son-in-law, monkey shines. Go snatch away her veil.
Well, in spite of your warning, I go.
That's enough of your pretending. Now let the maid see what is getting.
Birds! Birds! Before the cup of cheer. Before the cup of cheer.
Bring out a picture of your kind.
Giving to you, boy, in toy.
Come time to send our budding kind. And now put aside the fear.
No, I'll not show my face. I will not.
I adopt the silver magnets and mighty creatures, though your modesty is great. You must show at least your features.
Forgive me.
Forsaking all the rest, can be of her possessed, and who forsaking all the rest, can be of her alone possessed.
This vision that you see is really my exact facsimile. Precisely so I used to look, just like a picture in the book. Was never seen a face like mine, nor any finger half so fine. Of all the girls I had, the best in all of Budapest, the finest boots, the tightest pants, a regular hero of romance.
A girl of rank, a knight of old, when he was made, they broke the mold.
A figure of romance. Husband, that's who it is. I've consented and he's consented.
But I've not consented.
What are you talking about? You said you'd marry him.
You said he was a baron.
I said his father was a baron.
Well, I'll marry his father.
Arsena, what are you doing? I gave my word.
There's no more to be said. I was promised a baron, and a baron I'll have.
Ostakutya Svatya!
It's time you understood. There's such a thing as love.
And you are able to love only parents, mademoiselle.
This father has a maid, for the children has lent her. Each maid has her maid, and no other will content her. And so, my friend, the whole of you, I've loved the girl that's meant for you.
Isn't she spirited? Isn't she pig-headed? I'll get her a baron. Arsena, come here!
Master Valentine.
Ah, Gypsy, you were right. There is nothing for me here. Nothing but pain and humiliation.
Be of good heart, Master. Better fortune awaits you.
Better fortune? Where?
Oh, so when you frown,
You?
I was your nurse.
Tsipra! Ah, Tsipra! I have fallen on evil days. Now I am a beggar.
No, you are a king!
A king? Don't make fun of me!
30 years ago, when the gypsies were driven from our country, your father took us in and saved our lives. In return, we made him our king.
My father?
Until he died, he was our king. Now it is you!
Now it's perfect. A gypsy baron.
Master!
Marcela! Marcela!
My love! Come down, my love, my sweet. Come quickly, I entreat.
What is this? She blows him a kiss. The rest I can guess. A guilty mess.
I'm wretched beyond measure. I fail to find the treasure. And now, my love, what can I do to keep this fool away from you?
I am yours, never leave me.
First I shall die, believe me.
Ah, how gaily they deceive me.
Yeah.
friends, my friends, behold, it has come to pass as it was foretold. Here is your king.
Here is your king.
This honor I decline. It's hardly in my line. I've been most everything, but never yet a gypsy king.
My choice in this matter rests not with you. You king of the gypsies, whatever you do, 'tis fate and the grand that decides this thing, and you must accept it, you are our king. My brothers and sisters, all honor is due to the man who has come to rule you. Kneel down and you have it, the flower. 'Tis me, the sovereign, 'tis me,
Oh, dear.
then farewell to you. Madam, the contract signed, you gave your word. You cannot change your mind.
Now, Prince of Porkers,
break it in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The police! The police!
Ah! It is! We must stand together! Halt! In the name of the law!
What is the meaning of this?
The meaning of it is you're under arrest.
On what charge?
On what charge? You've been here so far only one day, and already you've broken every law in the book.
Incitement to riot, assault of dangerous weapons, a breach of promise, disturbing the peace, fraud, seduction.
Seduction? Is that against the law?
Of course. Seduction. Improper relations with members of the nomadic tribe. Hear your son!
You have no right to arrest me. I am living here peaceably on my own land with my wife.
Your wife, is it?
And tell us, pray, who married you? You have witnesses.
Oh,
Wonderful.
Arrest him!
It is...
Blast you!
This time I do much for you.
Ah, now, my gypsy bear, you'll see the inside of an Austrian prison.
The rest of you gypsies have 24 hours in which to clear out of the barrack. Otherwise, I'll round you all up and send you to the galleys.
Look, look, a gold coin!
Where?
And here's another!
Where?
What's this I discover?
I've already discovered it!
A treasure!
A treasure? The treasure!
Hand off, it belongs to Baron Kai.
This treasure is confiscated by the state.
Now look here, Lieutenant, this was found on my property.
It's not your property.
It certainly is, I'll go to law.
Sergeant! Take charge of this chest.
Thieves!
Stand back or we shoot!
A hussar!
What hussar?
What hussar?
A permanent at your head! He's recruiting hussars for the revolution!
Gypsies?
I enroll men.
Are you a man?
Karl Tomanai!
and his majesty could turn it by, officially forbid you.
Enough. These policemen of yours, what are they doing here?
They have arrested a criminal.
Your name, young man?
Colonel Valentine.
What has he done?
What's he done? I'll tell you what's he done. He's jilted my daughter, that's what he done. And he's taken this gypsy girl for a wife.
Illegally.
I see. And this box you're cutting off, what's in it?
It's my father's gold. I found it buried here.
Confiscated by the state.
On what grounds?
Illegal possession. His father was a revolutionist.
Put it down.
The gold belongs to the man who found it.
And I hold it before him.
I thank you both.
You will regret this, Your Excellency.
And now, Xander Valentine, you see how things stand in your country. Will you march with us for freedom?
I will.
Set him free.
Sergeant! You know your orders. Take away the prisoner.
Your Excellency, we'll serve the Austrians no longer. We're Hungarians. Let him go.
Traitors!
Give them wine.
Hooray!
Your name, young man? Give me your hand.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
You volunteer,
my duty is clear. In peace I meant to live with the gypsy bride. Now beauty tears me once more from the other side. Farewell until the fighting's done. That we met, we loved one night, and now I must part. So swift our love has been, and yet will live forever in my heart. So swift, and all in vain. Alas, when shall we meet again?
Keep you welcome.
wine.
Oh, you wish to join?
No, I'm thirsty.
Now, you're a hussar.
I am? Farewell, my pigs.
the public and the press. When we hear people cheer, once again it's almost clear why we had to volunteer. Hurrah! So we march, slim we start, looking on this simply arch, place the goal of 20 years, and the cavaliers. We essay, no display, patience till a happy day, when we can collect the praise. Hurrah!
No one of us is gone, now that the war is on.
Majesty, the 12th Hungarian Hussars.
Ah, yes. So this is the famous regiment that turned the tables at the siege of Vienna.
Your Majesty is too kind.
Gentlemen, you have written a forgettable page. An unforgettable page. In Austrian history, with a single magnificent charge, delivered exactly in the nick of time, you completely demolished the revolutionary army. You saved the imperial throne. Colonel, my congratulations.
Your Majesty.
But between ourselves, this sudden display of loyalty on the part of the Hussars came as a complete surprise to us.
To us also, Your Majesty.
What, really? And how do you explain this miracle?
Excuse me, Your Majesty. Major Zupa!
Major Zupa!
Major Zupa!
Major Zupa!
His Majesty desires you to explain this miracle that turned the tables at the Battle of Vienna.
Well, you see, Your Majesty, you know how it is in a battle, with all the confusion and the noise and the people. I'll explain.
When the trumpets sound on the battleground and the standards scream in the air, Zuckerman, when you draw your sword, you can ill afford to inquire what you're doing out there. At the word of command, with your sword in your hand and your heart bursting through your colors, you charge into the foe like a shaft from a bow. And you hope you come out in one piece. Yes, believe me, a charge, be small, be large, can result in a terrible mess. Oh, yeah!
That's the truth of it.
Yes, all the same. We can hardly overlook their result. You saved the Empire.
Yes, darn it.
What you say?
Nothing, Your Majesty, nothing.
I have no alternative but to make you a baron.
A baron? Me? Oh, Your Majesty. Would you mind terribly if I take this one? This is my son. Thank you, Your Majesty.
As for you, Captain Barinkai. Oh.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You have been 4 times cited for gallantry. Of course, you thought you were fighting against me, and normally you should be hanged.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Is it true? Then the gypsies call you King?
They seem to, Your Majesty.
Then to each of your subjects, I will give land and cattle enough to make a respectable farmer of him.
Oh,
what's the matter?
This is not what a gypsy wants, Your Majesty.
What is it? A gypsy wants?
Freedom, sire.
Then they shall have freedom of air and soil to wander where they please.
That we gladly accept, Your Majesty.
And now, Barinkai, what reward do you desire?
Your Majesty, I lay claim to Chopin's daughter.
Asena, you want to marry her?
That I do to my comrade, Ostokas. For him she's meant, it's evident. You had better give them your consent.
A supperman.
Very well, I won't oppose it.
There, what do you say, Barinkai?
A sire, a sire, the girl. He's far away, he's far away.
this is my bride, your majesty, though marvelously transformed.
Your majesty, I must protest. The laws explicitly forbid your subjects, no matter how brave, to intermarry with gypsies.
And this young woman is a gypsy?
A gypsy, sire.
A gypsy?
A gypsy.
Where is the gypsy zebra?
My lord.
May you resolve this now.
I can, my lord.
Because this child is she of gypsy parents born.
This child was from her mother's bosom torn. Long years I had her in my care, but she is not my child. I swear, child,
I swear.
The crib was lined with cloth of gold. There was a note tucked in a fold. Read what it says, your majesty. Read what it says, your majesty.
The child comes of a race. To your marriage, Count Barinkaya.
Count!
And with this title you will receive, in addition to your father's treasure, which I hereby confirm to you, an estate large enough to support all the gypsies in Hungary, if you so desire, my dear Marquis.
I humbly thank you, your majesty.
However mistaken your loyalty, it shall never be said that we left it unrewarded. And now, take your bride, Prince Barinkai.
Prince!
Ah, princess, will you have me for your husband still?
Perhaps it's a dream. I cannot believe it. Will I not wake alone? It has passed. Yet, however it be, with joy I receive it. This wonderful dream that unites us at last with you.
Joy, let us stand.
our life can blow us back and forth from east to west, from south to north, from Tivoli to Sharon, from a beggar to a baron, though our manners matters, in the end it hardly matters. Oh!